Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind, where we're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So I just want to apologize up front. I'm a little bit under the weather, as you can probably tell from my voice. But I just came across something I wanted to share. Years ago, I went to a coach. And this coach did a lot of work with me around journaling and suggested that I actually write down some of the things I was experiencing. And I came across a journal that was an entry that was from January of 1998. And this really represents what was a typical morning in my life. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and despite that, my alarm won't go off for another hour. My heart rate's already increasing, and so is my breathing. My mind is racing. I just learned a few days ago that my sales territory has been reduced, but not my sales quota. That actually increased. Less territory, fewer clients, higher sales goals. How the hell am I going to maintain those sales numbers? My biggest in-house rival has 2 states to cover. Me, I get 3 counties. I need to be number one, and I need to be number one every year. In this culture, it's all about what you've done for me lately. And last year's sales are now meaningless. So I can't get past. I can't let this guy beat me. And I can't compete with these new sales goals in a minimized territory. And on top of that, I have to drive to Miami today in rush hour. It takes me away from selling. It forces me to fight traffic. And it's a waste of my time. But I know I need to do it. These were the types of things I was going through. And it was really a challenge. And it might sound crazy, but this was my life. And I, for the first 5 minutes of being awake, this inner dialogue created tremendous stress. And I know that so many of you go through a similar thing, and it's destructive, and it drives your mindset. And, you know, the good thing for me is I've improved dramatically in this area, you know, and I've done it through the direction of my mind and looking for ways to reduce or eliminate some of the stress and some of the things that we've put ourselves through. So this week, I want to devote really to that inner dialogue. How do you get control of what we're talking about? And that's really where I want to focus. So I love hearing your stories because they inspire me. So keep sending them to me at joel@joelbrookman.com. And before we finish, let me just take a moment to get centered. I'd like you to just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into this concept of getting control of your inner dialogue. But in the meantime, what I'd love you to do is just tune into it, become aware of it, and let's look at ways we can improve the information that you're feeding yourself and that self-talk that you're going through every day.